Nachum, I'd like to get to the svaras today, but first we have to get through the facts, okay? The facts themselves are, it took like a day just to organize this information, okay? It's not not easy to organize this. So if you remember, the Gemara tells us, right? The Gemara tells us that Beis Hillel holds, how many strings do you need on your tzitzis?
Three.
And Beis Shammai says four. Turns out, there's a lot of different ways you can learn what we mean by three and what we mean by four, okay? Okay. Now, let's just get our terminology straight here, okay? We have a chut is a what? A string. What's the gedil? What? What does that mean? Okay, that exactly. That's actually what I'm going to be focusing on. We need to understand, the Torah says, gedilim ta'aselach, right? This gedil, which for now we'll say is kind of like this not string thing, okay? Remember, who here has made tzitzis before? Really, Warren? So what do? You take your strings, right, and you loop it through the hole, right? And then what do?
Tie it.
Okay. And right then and there, when you do that, what do you have? Good, okay, right? Is that clear? In other words, you take a string, or in this case, I know we're going to cheat what you do today. You take four strings, right? You loop them through. Obviously, one of them is a much longer, right? You loop it through that hole, right? Now you have, how many strings are you looking at now? Eight. And you tie, okay? So the tying of the string, right, that area there, we'll call the gedil, okay? I'm not telling you what it is. I'm saying the knot. Okay. So, how many different ways can we learn? Let's start. Who wants to read this beautiful summary? Sean. Yeah, that. Okay. So the Yalkut Biurim on Reish Samech Vav, I think he puts together the sheet just beautifully. Okay? Look at Aleph. Yesh Lomar. Okay, now remember, the Torah says the word gedilim, right? Gedilim. Now, as we all know, gedilim means what? Number-wise. Well, there you go. See, more than one. So this has got to be more than one, okay? So if I say gedil, right, I think be still number one. If I say gedil, what does that mean?
One.
One what? One string, okay? Therefore, gedilim, very good, must mean two strings. But how do you get to three? Okay. The Torah also says, keep going, Sean. Right. Thou shnei chutim elu. Right. So, what do we see? So, according to this way of learning, right, Beis Hillel would say gedilim is two strings. Remember, because why? It's gedil plus gedil. And then the Torah comes along. Remember, we were learning yesterday. There's this extra chiyuv of tchelis. Okay. This seems very. This seems like a very intuitive way to learn, right? So, gedil plus gedil makes gedilim, which is two strings, right? So each gedil equals one, right? Actually, two, right? So one and one, right? Bam. Okay, so this is how you get to three. That's base hold number one. Yes. Sean, what does Beis Shammai hold? So what will Beis Shammai hold in this instance? Well, yeah, what would, we understand how Beis Hillel gets to three. We know Beis Shammai is going to get to four, right? So how do we get to four? Well, there's a lot of ways we get to four. Ah, so read Beis. Kafol Lishnayim. Mikavana Gedil. Okay, now let's be careful. When we say Gedil, okay, there's another way we can look at it. Remember, we have a string, right? And then we have, take this string and make it like this. Okay? So when we say Gedil, what do we mean? Do we mean the string, right? Or do we mean, I would say that, doubled over. Okay? Meaning the term Gedil could mean one of two things. It could mean string, or it could mean the doubled over. string. Okay? And remember, when we say double over, it's only double over when it goes through the kanaf, right? So it's through the hole, now it's doubled over. I'm being very slow and precise for a reason, okay? So Beis Shammai, the question is, when Beis Shammai sees the word gedil, what does he see? Does he see string, or does he see that? So what is the, what does our friendly guy here say? Kuffle. Okay, so what does a gedil mean? A gedil means one string doubled. Okay? That's different than saying one string plus one string. There's a difference between saying that gedil means a string versus if a gedil means doubled over. Because if it's doubled over, what's that going to get you now?
Two.
What? Meaning there's
two. Plus two is four.
Okay, right. There's two of these in each gedil. Right? Okay, again, don't get confused. There's a string and then there's a doubling over. Now, Oren's going to say, well, what do you mean? Isn't this one string? Right? It's not. We have to understand how it's not. We have to understand how it's not.
Are you looking at string or string ends?
Or?
String ends.
String ends. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Keep going. Keep going. Heim Shnayim. Kishem Shemechute Lavan. No senes. The hashros. Minyan chutei alavan uminyan chutei etcheles. Right. So what does he? How does he get to four? Well, he'll say like this. He'll say gedil. What does gedil? What does gedil mean?
Double over.
Double over. Okay. We'll call it a double. Okay. So gedilim would mean what? 2D. Very good. But what does 2D mean? 2D. What you need to focus on, to answer this machlokas before we get to the third position, is there's two fundamentally different ways of looking at gedil. Through all this mess, that's what comes out of it. One way to look at a gedil is it's a string. The other way is to look at it as being doubled over. If you can answer the difference between the two, everything else works out. But to work out the specifics, so according to Beis Hillel, you get the three by saying 1 plus treles, and Beis Shammai says, no, look at it as doubled over.
Right?
But the only thing is that you don't add extra treles strings, right? Rather, what do you say? Gedilim refers to both the doubled over min chanaf and the doubled over treles.
So Beis Shammai is saying there's two strings.
I love this one. Sharsharos Zahav Tahor. Come on, what is that? You're a Bakar, right? What parsha is that from? What parsha is that from? Very good. Okay, and now what's it referring to? What are the Shtei Sharsharos Zahav?
It's the rings that go around the...
Not rings, you're on the right track.
No, necklaces, but like they...
Oh, Tanakh knowledge, all right? Okay, so you're intertwining these gold threads, okay? So you're creating chains. Yeah, threads.
That's what Uncle says. He says gedil.
I know what he says. I know. That's why they're using it.
Yeah.
Right. That's why...
The shot of the puzzle, I don't know. You wouldn't think it's gedil. What do you mean?
No. You would. Why? Because what's happening by the thread? What are you doing to the threads?
You're intertwining them.
Look at your tzitzis. It's an intertwined thread. Remember, you're in a sense, you're knotting it, but you're intertwining the thread. So he says, the Torah says, Migbalos ta'aseh osam ma'aseh avos. What's the appearance is supposed to be like? Come on, you know this from what do you call it? What? From Hadassim. Plated. All right? You know what that is? Plated? Anaf etz avos. Avos are plated. Like, you know the design? No, what's the design of the Hadassim? There's three and then three, that triplicate design. So it looks like a chain. It's a chain of Hadassim. Okay? So what do you see there? So you see there, he says, avos, v'targum asa avos, avad gedilo, or gedilim, right? So the av, this chain, is actually the gedilim. It's the same thing. So therefore what? He says, mikan. Okay, so avos, which equals gedil, which equals three chutim. right?
Yeah, because
is that clear?
Enough
eights avot. Right, very good. That's why I brought down that then the right. Enough eights avot. Avos is a unit of three, which is a gedil, three chutim. Okay? All right, so what does he say? Vizehu. Okay, so now let me ask you, now, okay, if you look at this position here, what's the difference between number three and number one? Yeah. Okay, so right, and now and then he has to work out, and then what's Tchela's doing? Yes, yeah, somehow he's going to work Tchela's into the definition of a gedil. Okay, that's here. No, it is based. Beis Hillel holds three strings. How do you get to three? Right. How do you get to three? Okay. Right. These are the three main ways of looking at this. Okay. Which now we're going to have to explain each one. But then, just to make things more interesting, if you keep going on, he says, "V'danu atosvos l'fi perish zeh ha'im kol gedil hu shlosh achutim v'im kein shnei gedilim hem shisha." Right. So if you want to say each gedil is three strings, right, then two gedilim would be how many? Six strings. Okay. If that's true, l'vizeh masha shaninu kam beis hillel omrim shlosha hakavana mikol min v'min. Gedil echad shalchuti lavan shebo shlosh achutim, ugedil echad shalchuti tchela shebo shlosh achutim, sach hakol shish achutim. Right? But there's two ways you can learn this. Right? Either you could say that he means a total of three, or he means total six. How would you get total six? Right. Okay? So you can get from here, so to speak, to here. There is a way to get from there to there. No, the idea of doubling over. Beis Hillel could still have the third guy, correct. Beis Hillel could still have some way of learning three meaning six. It's Beis Hillel, but it doesn't matter. Okay? All right. Yes. No, I know. 1 second. So the gedilim could be, according to this way of learning, gedilim can be one of two things. Gedilim could mean avos, meaning three, or gedilim can mean two gedils, and each gedil is a unit of three, which will lead me to six.
No, he didn't say it's folded over,
it's just
because he's talking about all the corners
of your
mech.
Correct. Yeah, again, listen. He says, Haim kol gedil hu shlosh achutim, is every gedil three strings, vim ken shnei gedilim, then three, two gedilim, right? There's each gedil is three. Two gedilim, which means more than one gedil, is how many? Six, right? Ulvima ze ma sheshaninu kan besolo omrim shlosha, hagavanami kol min o min. Gedil echad shachuti lavan shabosh shol shachutim, ugedil echad shachuti tchela shabosh shol shachutim. Sach kol shisha achutim. How do you get to six? Because gedilim means two units of three. One unit of three is made out of lavan. One unit of three is made out of tchelas. Okay, so your six would be three white and three tchelas. Okay, it's not that critical to understand this, but I'm just saying. Gedilim can be one of two things. Gedilim could be referring to a unit of three, and then two strings are white, one tchelas, or it could mean this, which is what? Six. How do you get six? Because gedilim is plural, so I have three white and three tchelas.
Yeah, but how can you get from the first base hillel to six chutim? Because Beis Hillel's definition is one gedil which is a single and another gedil which is not a single
shoot. No, that's this way. From here. It's from this one. This one that looks at it as a unit. So when I see the word gedil, it's not that each gedil is a string, it's that each gedil is a unit of three. Now the question is, does gedilim mean one unit of three? Right? Because you have three strings in it, so it's just more than one, or does gedilim mean two gedils? If it's two gedils, then you have 3 plus 3, which gives you 6. 3 lavan, 3 chelas. Versus saying, in this version, 2 plus 1.
Yeah, but I'm just confused.
Right? He says, V'nei lefi yetzat shekasva atoso shel beis hillel yesh lahatol sheish chotem. U'ma shem beis hillel shlosh adorab. He says, I'm sorry, the last part, the Mesechus Bechoros. He says, Atos Bechoros, Donu B'daz Be'Shamayim. Eim Kamanasam Sheish Lahatil Arba Chutim Shlaim Tchel Shlaim Lavam. O Shem Kamanasam Arba Mikol Min V'min. V'Neshvo Dechutim Shem Kfulim Hem Shishasar. Now there's another sheet on Tosfos. You can learn Be'Shamay to say, right? What does four mean? What does four now mean?
Four double over, four not double over.
Well, let's understand. What do we have today? If you look at our strings today,
we have four doubled over.
Okay, so if you say four doubled over, so then how many would you have?
Eight
total.
Yeah.
Right. Four Lavan. Four Tehillah.
Yeah, that's what.
What's the other possibility?
That it's two
double over. No.
It's four. Yeah, four ends. No, not four ends. Yeah, it's eight ends. 16. Oh, we talked about this yesterday with the Kala Iwan and then the.
There's two possibilities of Eishamai in this version. Either you say, again, using doubled over. So now, either I need to have a total of eight, right? Now remember, eight doubled over, which really means how many strings? Four doubled over makes eight. Four love and four chaos, or no. What he actually means to say is what? Is that four strings times two, eight doubled over, times two makes 16, eight love and eight chaos.
What? How do you get 16?
Because again, start off with four actual strings. Doubled over makes eight.
Yeah.
Now eight love on. And I also need eight what?
Oh, wow.
Chaos. Which therefore, every cutoff would have how many strings? 16. But then after tying, you'd see 16 strings. Okay, again. He means that you need four strings. Imagine he's stealing Beis Hillel's idea. Four actual strings, right? Doubled over makes how many?
Eight.
But here's the problem. I also need tchelas. And I have to have an even amount of lavan and tchelas. So how do I get, what equals eight? Eight. So I have eight lavan and eight tchelas. That's 16. And by the way, Tosfos says, if you notice, he says, he wonders how come we don't do this today.
Wait, isn't that Beishamah though?
Yeah. So what would we do now? Right? I mean, what you could say to yourself is, oh, wow, I just spent the past 20 minutes. Okay. So at this point, you could take a step back and say to yourself, look what I've accomplished, right? I've actually spent time digging through these sources and come up with these calculations, which is great. But that would be completely unsatisfactory to someone like myself, because what I want to understand is, who cares, right? What an unimportant debate, right? Besides, the Pashas reading... I do think it's important, but the question is, we have to create an opening. We have to figure out how do we approach something like this, okay? Because we don't. It doesn't seem on the surface. We don't understand what's moving each side to take their stance. Okay, that's what's tricky here. And we know one thing. Obviously, the machlokas is going to be centered around what specific thing. What are they trying to figure out ultimately? What is this gedil? The Torah says, Gedilim ta'aselach. What does that mean? What is the Gedil? Okay? What is that? Okay. What do you think?
Question.
Yes.
Is this a case where you want to group two of them together?
No. No. Each one's individually. Because this is not a machlok. There's a machlok of Yishai and Basil, and there's three different ways of learning the machlokas. You're talking about in the Gemara, we have a three-way machlokas. This isn't a three, it's just three different ways of looking at a deal. Yes, Darius. Apply to Darius. Okay, Darius, that's good. Let's look at our box of facts. Let's look at what we have and figure out how to assemble this. What do we know? Well, we know what? We know that it has to be a knot, right? We know there has to be strings. So far, so good? Okay. We know there has to be a corner. Okay, right? Okay. That we know already, right? So we have something to start with. We also know, right? We also know that they're trying to understand this word gedil. Gedil is not a common word. It just appears in the Torah, gedil, and they need to figure out what that refers to. What's that? What is its construct? Okay, these are just logical ways of understanding the construct of a gedil. But I'll give you a step. Not as far. Hold on, just something to think about. Okay, you want to see how to approach this area. Okay, the best thing to think about is a shoelace. Analogies always work really well. A shoelace. Why would I say that? Okay. Right, what's a shoelace? Okay, on the one hand, you can say, what's a shoelace is... So what do we know? If you take a shoelace is a great place to start. Because on the one hand, I can argue, what's a shoelace? About it. You could look at a shoelace as being a string, right? It's one long string. That's one way to look at it. But you could also say that, but if you think about, in other words, there's another way to look at a shoelace. Why do you look at this two? What's the, oh, there you go. But functionally, it's two. Meep what it is, it's one. It's one string. But what happens when you loop it through? That's the key. It's not just how you perceive it. That's what you're doing by shoelace. You're taking these two things and then you're actually functioning in a way as not just, in other words, it's not just a perception thing. It's not the way the gava relates to it. That's wrong. You can argue that it's actually two. Because functionally speaking, and now even more so, how do you know it's two, right? Because what are you doing with the shoelace, right? After you loop it over, you knot it, right? What happens when you knot it at that point? For sure, what you would say is it's what? It's two. The idea of it being one is gone once you knot the thing up, right? Okay, so that's true, okay? Again, there's two fundamentally different ways you can look at a shoelace. You like that, Sean, right? You can see, an analogy works so well. If you think about a shoelace, you can make a very compelling argument that it's really one string, or you can say, no, it's functionally, it's two. If you start off with that, you can start making sense of this. What Zev is trying to do is Zev is trying to now take this first step I proposed and push Beis Hillel into a corner, which I agree with, which is that he doesn't have any idea of knotting, even though he knows it's going to be knotted, right? He's focused only on the string. So then what is the gadil then? What is it? See, that's the problem according to, in this version of Beis Hillel, what is the gadil? It makes so much more sense to talk about doubling over because that's what you're doing to it. You're knotting it. So what is it? More so. What is it? And why won't Tchelos be included? Why would Tchelos not be included in this version? Answer that. Yes. Yes. See, Zev is saying very good. See, you have to rescue Beis Hillel, you have to give some halakhic idea to what the term gedil means. Because the Torah should have just said, put chutim on it, put strings on it. It says gedil. And if you're gonna leave the doubling over business and the nodding business, you're gonna be trapped. I think all three of you guys are saying is beautiful. You see, think about it for a second. The Torah is trying to tell you something when he uses the word gedil. It's trying to tell you what are these strings. They're not what? Well, they're not. See, what's a shirt made out of? Which are strings, right? So what are these strings? But they're not shirt strings. You see, the point is that that's what you meant by extension from the baguette, right? Meaning that these strings, gadil means put on, those strings are not shirt strings. They are, what you were saying, tzitzis strings, okay? That's what the word gadil means. Gadil is a halakhic idea. It means it's not baguette strings.
Well, I was saying the opposite. Like, gadil means it's like fringes from the baguette.
No. Because you're attaching it to it. According to you, then you know what I would do? According to you, then I would sew up a shirt, and not sew up the end. No. So you're modifying your bag. You're taking a bag that's complete and modifying it. Right. Yeah, that's the modification. Okay? Oh, so then what you're saying makes perfect sense. Because then if that's what the identification of a gadil is, so the tchelos could never be included in that. Because the tchelos is not part, tchelos is not to differentiate beged string from this string. It's a completely separate thing. It's
in its very nature to differentiate from all the other.
Well, that's true. You're right. That's very sharp. He's right. You're right. That's true. You're right. That's 100% correct. Very good. You're right. Right. So we'll never be including gadil. That's Beis Hillel. That's a very different way of looking at gadil. So Beis Shammai says, no. That's not what gadil is, right? Now this should be much more intuitive. What's gadil then according to Beis Shammai? Better. Okay. Meaning, what's the gadil according to Beis Shammai? Gadil means taking two discrete strings and doing what to them? Well, intertwining them. Okay? In other words, that's what a gadil means. A gadil, when you see the Torah say gadil, it can never say strings. Why? Because it's not strings. It's the intertwining of strings. That's what the identity of Gedil is. The Chaloshim, the identification of a Gedil is intertwined string. Okay? That's a whole new entity. When I take strings and double them over, right? I'm intertwining them, right? That intertwining, whole new identity. Can never use the word chut. It would never work. Okay? What Zev is saying forces you to stumble into this problem, which is going to be, if you're going to tell me that the identity of the gedil means the intertwining of strings, meaning the chaloshim gedil is not, it's not a chut, it's something different, right? So now you have two ways you can look at a gedil then. What are the two ways? Granted, not play out the four to...
You could say it's either there's two things which you're tying together, that would be gedilim, or you would need actually two separate knots for the gedilim.
What do you mean by two separate knots?
You need to tie it twice, basically.
Right.
So you double.
Well, again, what does gedilim mean? Does gedilim mean two sets of a gedil?
Right. Does it mean two of those sets, or does it mean two of those, like, things? One string of the, like... One of those, or like...
Say it.
Yeah, I mean, when it's folded over, is it that now it's two completely separate entities, and then you just have, like four of those, I guess?
Right.
Or do you say, no, there's now... Or, wait.
Is the Gedil the half of the new entities?
You've reminded me. There's no reason why Tchelos will be excluded from the identification of Gedil. Right? It's only in this version that Tchelos will have to be excluded because we're not talking about extension of Begin. But here, right, here we're talking about the very structure of what this tzitzis are. Right? So in it you have a bunch of Lavan and a bunch of Tchelos. That's part of the very identity. So now within Gedil itself, there's two ways you can learn. You can say if Gedil refers to the functional units, so then it's two. Right, and then the tchelos will be two, right? Or do you say no? Do you say the gedil itself? We only define it. We don't define it by its source. We define it by its chaloshim, which is going to end up being four, and that can lead you down the road to getting 16. Yes, this requires a little creativity. What's this? Avos, right? So now this is the other extreme. This is saying that what is it? I have I have three strings. Okay, avos, three strings. So when I see the word gedil, what do I see?
Three.
Yes.
Gedil is three because it's a weird panachim, and then you double that into six, and now we have this idea of tefillah. So what is tefillah? You have to modify it. It needs to be an equal modification.
Forget that.
Add it
anymore. You're going too fast. Slow. Get this key point. What is the gedil in this version? In Beis Hillel number one. Each we're talking about the string itself, right? In Beis Shammai version 2, we're talking about the doubling over. What's he talking about over here?
Unit of three distinct strings coming together as one. It's a certain appearance.
It's like
a presentation.
It's a unit.
I know, but so therefore, what's it teaching us? When I see the word Gedil in the Torah, what should I think of?
It's like saying like a kilometer is 1,000 meters. So Gedil is three strings.
Right. Right. So what is that? What is that? What's the term for that? That's right. A shear. The other way to look at it is it's a shear. It's a measurement. Meaning when I see the word gedil, what I see is the required amount that I need on the kanaf. It's a shear. Right? So now the question is, in order to contrast it to this, is it the intertwining itself or is it what the intertwining produces? So if it goes by what it produces, I'm looking for a measurement. So according to this way of learning, Gedilim is a shear, just like by Hadassim. Anaf Eitz Avos is a shear of Hadassim. This is teaching you that idea of a shear. It's a measurement. So you have an unbelievable thing. You have three possibilities, right? And possibility number one, you could say that Gedil teaches you the idea of contrasting the extension from the Beged to the Chut Beged itself. That's why it has to use the word Gedil. Number two, it's referring to the unique concept of doubling over, which now gets rid of the original identity of string and produces something new. Or over here, you have an idea of shear. What's a gedil? Gedil means the product of three strings intertwined, which is a gedil. Okay? That's a shear. That's the other way to learn. And then you can get to the variations from this. So what is back to the Gemara for real quickly. I'll read just to the Kamatei Meshulashes. Beishame Omrim Arba, Beisola Omrim Shalosh. So Beishame says, now, what does Mishulashes mean? Okay, so Rashi learns it's referring to this part, okay? This part here. Now you got to understand something. The Torah says gidilim. That's, I mean, these are derabanan. Okay, so this only this one here is a deraisa gidil. All right, so let's pretend for a second we're looking at the only knot that Tzitzis has. Okay, I make my knot. Okay, but I'm going to have what comes off of this is extra, right? What you would think is how much of this do I need? Zero. Midoraisa, do I need anything past the gadil? No. The bana come along and say anaf, which is the byproduct. Just like on a shoelace, you want to be able to untie your shoelaces. If your shoelace, if you knotted your shoelace and cut off the ends of it, you'd have a problem. Well, let's say you cut off perfectly to the point where your fingers couldn't get in, but it's still knotted.
Yeah, but tension on the knot still.
It's a double knot. Okay, good. Okay. So now the way Rashi learns is Rashi says, oh, Beis Shammai holds that this amount here, right, needs to be four etzbos, and Beis Hillel says three. Now, I'm telling you, it's not a coincidence. There is no way, I don't want anyone here to try give a svar to say that there's two separate ideas of four, meaning that Beis Hillel has an idea of three by Gedil, an idea of three by Anaf. That's impossible. I just don't believe that. I believe that there's got to be some reason why, again, they go from the Gedil, right, into, right, the Anaf. Okay? And I'll end off with this. Rashi's learning it's the Anaf. Tosfos learns it's talking about the Gedil itself. Okay? And then Rambam is all the way learning. So, now we're going to have a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about 3 versus 4 when it comes to the shear of whatever, right? And then there's a 3 machlokas about understanding the machlokas. Tomorrow.